Nebraska Extension Almanac.
Part of every farm's operation mission is to conserve their land for future generations and the continued success of their agricultural business. Also part of that mission is wildlife conservation strategies. Extension specialist Andy Little runs the Applied Wildlife Ecology and Spatial Movement Lab, or AWESOME Lab, which focuses on helping landowners conserve wildlife habitat that can greatly benefit their agricultural operation. He talks about why that is so integral to a farm success.
Historically, what we would see, we kind of go back in like the 50s and 60s when I talk with landowners around Nebraska, they remember, hey, I could go back in the back 40 on my property and hunt quail, pheasants, a lot of other game, and now I'm not seeing those game species like I used to. Or non-game, so meadowlarks, other grassland birds, dick thistles that are seeing declines. And basically what landowners are saying is, hey, are there ways that we can kind of get back to some of those times where I had more wildlife in my land, out in my farm, my operation? And that's where prairie strips and many other conservation practices out there can help with that, so that you can basically balance production and also have those areas where you can have wildlife species. But also, not only improving wildlife populations, is also addressing soil erosion issues, the water quality and quantity issues. So if you have areas where your field where maybe you're lower yielding, they can be targeted for some conservation practices to help benefit your whole operation. One of the things that we're working in the AWESOME Lab on is the idea of stackable enterprises. So you kind of think of like your financial portfolio. You usually don't put all your money in one or two stocks. You actually have diversified funding streams. And so conservation can be one of those funding streams, but really the sky's the limit on people's creativity. So we're starting and looking at some additional kind of stackable enterprises at the moment. One of those is grazing. It's just a simple thing. You can have a row crop system where you're managing, but you're bringing grazing, that cattle component, into your operation. But also looking at it from maybe a managed access or basically open fields and waters program. I know Game and Parks has right now in Nebraska, where you can basically get paid to put your land in to basically access for people to come and recreate there. And so the point is being able to take and target areas of your operation where maybe you're just not making the most amount of money off of that operation that you hope. And so can we actually take and strategically target that? Basically every acre has a role, whether that's production or conservation in the land. And so that helps you optimize your overall profitability beyond maybe what you've had seen in the past.
The growing human population is obviously a great concern for the ag industry. Helping feed people is obviously the number one concern of agriculture. Andy talks about how his lab and research efforts are supporting that issue.
I'm looking at it as, hey, instead of kind of just focusing on a smaller issue, let's try to address this big challenge of how can we creatively address the lack of habitat, but doing it in a way that's sustainable for our farmers and ranchers. Ultimately, that's going to come down to kind of two really key pathways. One is addressing risk. So obviously, if I'm losing money on my operation by putting a certain practice or whatever that really is, I can't be losing money. And so ultimately, if we, from the stackable enterprise side, find ways to optimize those revenues so you can actually make more money on your operation. Now you're diversifying your financial portfolio, diversifying your operation. And it doesn't have to be extreme. It can be small areas where you can just target and test out. And then two is being able to create those kind of pathways. And that's where our lab is also working in that arena, being able to have some simple, basically stackable enterprises on your operation. And then let's walk through a couple of case examples so we can actually have the tools and the programs that help you be successful adopting them on your operation.
For Nebraska Extension Almanac, I'm Brad Mills. Nebraska Extension Almanac is a production of IENR Media and Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.